Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio family, good morning and welcome. Another weekend is again upon us, and so is the weekend edition of Community Focus. Always a pleasure to have your wonderful company Saturday and Sunday mornings. Welcome to our intercom stations and our public affairs show that gets the word out and talks about good people doing good things in our communities. And of course, there is really no Community Focus without our dear friend, Tina Carson Wilkins with the Winston-Salem Transit Authority. Tina, it's still 2020.
Yeah.
Yes. So good morning. But the first time we've actually had a chance to talk
right. In
this somewhat new year.
Yeah.
But welcome, of course. Welcome back to the program, family.
Thank you, Renee.
You're so welcome. Looking fabulous, as
are
always.
You?
Well, thank you. Thank you very, very much. And Tina, we always have the wonderful opportunity of engaging in wonderful conversation with one another, particularly when it comes to WISTA, the Winston-Salem Transit Authority, speaking of 2020, and really getting into what the brunt of our conversation will be for the next several minutes. When we talk about the Winston-Salem Transit Authority, of course, it provides fixed route and paratransit services to residents of the city of Winston-Salem, a number of routes, so a number of ways to get around with our travel plans, with great access to shopping, employment, entertainment, and of course, residential opportunities.
Right.
And so that's really what we want to focus our conversation on. And I really want to get into at some point, well, first of all, let me ask you, have you had an opportunity to embark on the new Salem Parkway?
Oh,
since that
gosh.
Part of I-40 has reopened.
Well, you know, there was a program prior to them opening it up for people to be able to drive on it.
Right, right.
And so I was at that program, at that event. We were pleasantly surprised that at least maybe 650, 700 people showed up just to walk on it.
Really?
Yeah, it was,
it was
a blast.
I mean, I bet it was.
Really, I guess, enjoy the fact that the next day they would be able to drive.
Exactly.
So I piled my mother up in the car.
Really?
And we drove on it that
Sunday.
Yeah, I love it.
I bet the experience was really wonderful, as you mentioned.
Yeah, it was.
And I think the excitement around that particular side of Winston-Salem, for any of us, of course, Tina, who have grown up in and around the Winston-Salem area, to see so much growth and so much change since the announcement that the project was going to be underway.
Yeah.
And now look at it. And interestingly enough, I don't know if you had seen this in some of our local news publications. And of course, on social media, you find everything just about. They said that a few people got clocked for speeding on the new Salem Parkway. So just a heads up, radio family, for those of you who have not had the opportunity, just kind of check that speedometer. You just never know who could be watching. But Tina, speaking of exciting projects such as that, the fact that WISTA changed its routes. So let's go back. Can you believe 3 years ago was 2017?
Oh my gosh.
In which the change to the routes took place January 2nd. So after decades of running routes the same way, how has that change worked out of all of these many years later?
Well, first of all, you know, for decades, the Transit Authority ran the service the very same way. You know, we would tweak here or tweak there.
Right, right.
But we embarked upon, we as in the city of Winston-Salem and the Winston-Salem Transit Authority, embarked upon this project whereby we were going to totally change the configuration of our system.
Right.
Okay, so we went from 25 daytime routes to 31 daytime routes, and then we, you know, went a little further and had expanded night service added to that, and even expanded Saturday service and Sunday service.
Right.
And so the change, while it wasn't embraced by everyone initially, our passengers, had a difficult time. And change is hard.
It is hard for some of us.
Change
true.
Is hard. True. And so while the passengers had a hard time, you know, coming on over to the side of those of us who felt it was best for mm-hmm. the city for us to do that.
Right.
It's been great. Our ridership has increased.
Great.
I mean, it's just been, I guess, like night and day, mm-hmm. especially from the sense where folks did not really enjoy having to get on a bus prior to 2017, get on a bus,
right,
come downtown, make a mm-hmm. transfer. Mm-hmm. So what we did was set the system up so people can get on a bus in their community, right. get off on a corner a couple of blocks away from where they got on.
Exactly.
And never have to come downtown to
right.
complete their commute.
Exactly.
So it's really been good.
Absolutely. And then in just that short period of time, 3 years, again, the continued growth
yes.
that has taken place really with just transportation overall.
Right.
When we look at how, for many of us, there was a time where a lot of households didn't even own a personal vehicle.
Absolutely.
And that was the main means
yes.
of getting around was by major transit. But now it's just so wonderful to have that option.
Sure.
Even though for now, many of us have noticed there's been a lowering in gas prices.
Right.
But still, there's always, okay, what's the economy going to be like this year? Going into whether the seasons are changing,
yes.
if we're going into the summer and
right.
spring seasons
right.
as opposed to fall and winter. And, of course, excuse me, the other big thing is all of this rain
oh my.
That we've had.
Yeah.
Where at times it's like, you really don't want to crawl out of a nice warm bed to warm up a car, per se. But the fact is, it's really nice, particularly when the weather isn't really conducive to a person wanting to personally drive.
Sure.
It's nice to have that yeah. option of yeah. of finding another means of transportation to
yeah.
get around, if you
yeah.
will.
And while I understand that people consider a car to be like a status symbol in
right,
some
right.
situations,
mm-hmm.
you know, the reality is that if you're trying to save money, if your resolution for 2020 was to find a way to save money,
right.
then public transportation
is start.
Absolutely the way to start.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It is a great start. And then think about how many of us are, and I don't want to be kind of crass in saying this, but literally attached to our electronic devices.
Yes.
Of course, you know, they say, of course, the dangers of trying to text and drive.
Yeah.
Which is a major concern
yeah.
for a lot of individuals on the road. But how nice that when you're on public transportation,
you don't even have
that to worry about.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Sure.
You can stay, you know, if focused on your device is
exactly.
what you need to be.
Yeah.
You can do it in a much safer environment.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Tina, I understand you have crosstown routes, connectors, and even routes that come in and out of downtown. So what's the purpose of adding this structure now to
the
system?
Well, the reason that we added that was, number one, because we wanted to alleviate the necessity for people to transfer downtown.
Right.
So crosstown routes and connectors are different because connectors never come into downtown Winston-Salem.
Right.
They just allow the people in that particular community where they operate to just go shopping in that neighborhood,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
visit friends.
Exactly.
Do whatever it is that they may want to do and just
right.
not have to worry about coming
exactly.
into town to handle that. But crosstown routes are, say, for instance, it will take you from maybe the north side of town to the west side.
Right.
Without coming down.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And so it's been quite of a benefit for a lot of people because you know, you only have one concern
right.
or one bus to have to jump on. You
exactly.
don't have to concern yourself about, you know, getting off here and transferring to go
another,
there.
Right.
Yeah, I've met a lot of people who have gotten on the bus in their neighborhood and then just stayed on that crosstown bus
right.
to be able to go where they want to go.
Absolutely. And that really ties in nicely, Tina, and thank you for this, with the next question. The unexpected benefit of changing the routes
oh.
as well.
Well, the benefits for us have really focused on being able to provide to our ridership what they asked for
exactly.
in 2015. Because
right, right.
When we started this process of considering making changes to the routes,
mm-hmm.
the first thing we did was start off with a survey.
Right.
And the number one issue that our passengers had was, well, hey, I have to come downtown and transfer all the time. I want to be able to get where I want to go having to, you know, worry about that. And so that's been a great benefit for a lot of the people who use our service, coupled with the fact that we expanded the night service. So more people in the community who work second shift can just,
beautiful,
jump on the bus, get to work. Right. Or even third shift folks can do that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And I think, too, Atina, we can likely add this as another benefit. I constantly think about, particularly with downtown, as much as a beautiful city like Winston-Salem is growing.
Yes.
The need, and sometimes it's not always met at an appropriate time, is finding an appropriate place to park.
Sure.
When you have your own car. Yeah. But yet, when you have public transportation,
that's not an issue.
It isn't.
Or really, if you want to go down to one of the restaurants downtown.
Exactly.
And you don't want to necessarily have to worry about somebody being a designated driver.
That's true. Very true. Because there are a lot of occasions with those restaurants that people are in a celebratory mood.
Sure.
And certainly you don't want to have that concern, if you will, if an individual may have had a little, you know, too much. But at the same time as well, particularly as, and as crazy as our weather has been as of late, when the seasons do change and it does get a little warmer, and it stays in a consistent or on a consistent basis, how much joy that you see with a lot of people being able to walk downtown to various places.
Downtown Winston-Salem is just booming.
It really is booming. When you see the restaurants and shops and even the apartments and condos and just the overall living experience, it really is a joy, I think, Tina, for the two of us who have lived in this area for the majority of our lives and have seen such tremendous growth with such a beautiful city as Winston-Salem.
It's a surprise for me.
Absolutely. Yeah, likewise. And always great to have your company. Again, welcome back, family.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Well, Radio family, it is great to have your company. We are going to take a quick break and come back with more information. Tina Carson Wilkins, of course, with the Winston-Salem Transit Authority. And you, Radio family, the weekend edition of Community Focus will return right after this. More of the weekend edition of Community Focus back from break. And thank you, Radio family, for being back with us, Renee Vaughn and Tina Carson Wilkins, the Winston-Salem Transit Authority. A lot of great changes, Tina, in 2020. Now, along with the change of routes came redesign bus stop signs.
Yes.
Let's talk about that.
Well, if you were a passenger of our service and you walked to the corner prior to 2017, you saw a sign with WSTA on it and like an outline of a bus. That was it.
Yeah.
No information on which route you were on, you know, nothing like that. And so we decided to make some changes to the sign. Number one, because we had the hybrids in service.
Right.
And sort of like changed our color scheme, so to speak. And so we decided to make our bus stop signs in such a way that it had much more information. Telephone numbers.
Great.
Email address.
Right.
And also we incorporated some ID numbers for our next bus system, which is a real-time bus information system. So, you know, and which was most important in my mind, which routes came past that particular location. So we changed it.
So was that kind of like in the form of like when you see those little metrics or the little ticker things that scroll across? That's what's coming to my mind.
I really wish we could do that.
Well, who knows?
No, it's metal sign.
There's an idea there. You may want to pass along to Ms. Donna.
Well, we do have those signs, though.
Okay, great.
But we have them at our bus shelter.
At your bus shelter.
Bus shelter locations.
Right, okay. Yeah. Maybe that's what I was thinking about.
But these are just the general metal
signs
that are standing up, you know, and it has so much more information on it to share for our ridership than the previous signs.
Exactly. And that just makes me think, Tina, getting back to when we talk about our electronic devices, how now that we have the number, we can, you know, if we have
it's
any
two
questions.
Ways. It's a couple of ways that you can determine what time your bus is coming by without having a piece of paper in your
hand.
If you want to pull it up on the website, which is wstransit.com, they have the freedom to do so.
Wow.
Or they can just go to hit the next bus symbol.
Yes.
If they've downloaded the app, punch in that code number.
Wow.
Okay. That bus stop ID, and it'll pop up and tell them the times that the buses will be coming by that location.
That's great.
Within 3 blocks of where
they're
standing.
Wow. That's fantastic, because I'm actually on the site now, Tina, and the great thing about it is it's broken down by routes and schedules.
Mm-hmm.
There's a trip planner.
Yes.
And this is likely part of what we're talking about now, how you can actually even track your bus.
Yeah.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, you can track
the advent of technology. Woo, it's just amazing.
Yes.
Now, can you explain how the new bus signs actually differed from the old ones outside of what, you know?
Well,
I think you just really explained that.
They're more customer friendly.
Great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because, you know, not trying to date myself, but when I would get on the bus in my community when I was in school.
Right.
It really didn't tell me anything. So it was like several buses that came up and down Patterson Avenue, which is a community that I lived in, mm-hmm. I grew up in. And, but now, you know, you can tie it to a telephone number to reach a customer service representative.
Right.
Or for folks who do not have a cell phone, or even if you do, you can dial a number, I think it's 778-3876. It's the number 2 next bus. And just punch in the code
nice.
For that bus ID, and it'll tell you what time the bus is coming by.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, so they really offer more security.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. And that really puts to mind, Tina, the importance of really taking a hear to community feedback on a lot of the changes that has taken place with the Winston-Salem Transit Authority, and really a position in which WISTA has made itself very customer friendly with members of the community.
Yeah.
Very, very good. Now, okay, we talked about it's 3 years since the changes were rolled out. Now, is WISTA preparing to add a few new bus stop locations, and why is WISTA making this particular change?
Okay, well, when we started the new service in 2017, the goal was to allow the buses to be able to get to their locations, you know, I don't want to say faster, but, you know, faster, better, you know, to be able to run the route without any complications.
Right.
But the old system prior to the change was our buses would stop at every corner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
So it held the bus up a little bit because we had people getting on literally in some communities every block. And so we decided we would stretch that out, stretch the bus stop locations out just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe every 2.5 or maybe every 3 blocks.
Right.
You know, have the buses stop there. Well, for our elderly riders, as well as those who may have had disabilities, and I'll be honest, you know, you've got someone who's worked hard all day.
Yeah.
I don't want to walk that far.
Exactly.
To try to get on or off of a bus, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we decided to do was not only listen to our ridership, who were extremely vocal about the fact that they didn't want to walk that far.
Right.
And so we erased the old criteria of the buses being able to stop at every corner.
Okay.
But yet we decided to add bus stop locations to try to make it more convenient for them to be able to get on the bus. And then when they get off, they wouldn't have so far to walk to get home.
Right. Yeah. That's fantastic. Now, how is this change going to affect the fixed route bus service?
It's going to make it much safer.
Excellent.
Because our buses don't have to just, you know, drive any faster than what their normal route would require.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be safer for our passengers as well.
Great.
Because some of those long walks that some of them experience, they won't have that. You think about someone who got off work at 11 p.m.
Right,
and is trying to walk home in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they won't have to walk so far. So safety is actually our priority because the bus stop locations will be much better for our operators to be able to get to, stop there, and then take off and get where they need to go to the next location.
Wonderful. It is the weekend edition of Community Focus, heard Saturday and Sunday mornings here on our intercom stations. Great company, as always, with you, Radio Family, and of course, wonderful members of our Community Focus family. That is definitely the case for Tina Carson Wilkins. Now, let me ask you this, Tina, and I don't think I've, in all the years that we've had great conversations about WISTA and other subject matter here on the program. Let's say, for instance, a person is listening and they may have an interest in wanting to work for WISTA as a bus driver.
Oh, sure.
What particular criteria would that individual need to meet?
Well, we prefer that if they're interested in driving, okay, that they be at least 25.
Okay.
Have a CDL already in hand or a CDL permit.
Okay, great.
And they're willing to be representatives of the Winston-Salem Transit Authority while they sit behind the wheel of a bus. We would love if every single person that works for us is courteous to every passenger who boards our, because you know they're our life's blood.
Exactly.
And but they have to be willing to learn how to drive a bus.
Bus, yeah.
And you know, in any fears or concerns that they have, you know, could be erased completely with the training that we provide, because we do provide several weeks training.
Wonderful.
And after that training, they're even placed on a bus as a cadet.
Cool.
To really learn you know,
to do it,
how to navigate those vehicles, because they're you know, they can be intimidating.
They can be, and when you look, I guess, at the massive size of a typical city bus, it can be a little bit intimidating. But at the same time, it can also be exciting. You know, you're behind the wheel of such a powerful vehicle.
Well, I'm going to tell you, we have a an operator who's been driving. She's never had an accident in 35 years.
Wow.
She's 5'2".
Really?
She can drive. Yeah. And so, you know,
so
once
you're thinking
you learn
this petite, gorgeous woman behind the wheel of this big bus, and she just maneuvers it
never
it's nothing.
Never had an accident.
That's fantastic.
Ever since she's been working for us.
And it's really great that you have operators like that who have such a spotless record.
Yes.
It's really great. And I like the fact, too, Tina, that you mentioned that she's a female.
Yeah.
Because when you look at these, and not just to say that certain positions are male-dominated, but it's nice that in the working world, we are seeing a lot more women go after your non-traditional positions in the workplace.
Half of our operators are female.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, I think it is.
I think it is, too. So Radio Family, particularly to our ladies who are listening to us here on the weekend edition of Community Focus, and it's really nice. And thank you for that.
Sure.
That's always been an aside question that I guess finally got to the front end, Tina, of my brain. Well, let's talk about when will the additional signs be installed completely in and around town?
Well, completely, they will be installed. Well, we'll be ready to move on to the next phase, late spring, early summer.
Wow.
Well, you know, because it's chilly and the weather is crazy.
It is crazy.
And so right now we want to be able to give our passengers the comfort of being able to walk to that bus stop without worrying about, you know, a hurricane or tornado, snow, whatever.
True.
And so we plan to have every single sign installed by late spring, early summer.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the way these months just continually tick by.
Oh, my gosh.
That's really going to be here in literally a blink of an eye.
It is, really.
If we really focus on it. Now, how do you plan to inform the public about the sign installations? And will there be a courtesy stop allowed at all if someone doesn't realize that those stops have actually changed?
Well, we realize that some people, I guess, live in a bubble at times and may not be fully aware. We have passengers that ride our bus every day.
Right.
We have occasional riders, and then we have newcomers.
Exactly.
And so the fact that they may not know will allow us to, you know, provide a courtesy ride to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Exactly.
And then to our operators, will inform them, well, hey, we don't pick up here anymore.
Right, right.
And what you're going to have to do from this point forward is, you know, look for the green bus stop signs.
Great.
That's our goal.
Okay.
That's where we will be stopping from this, you know, from that point forward at any green bus stop sign along our routes.
Good to know. And thank you for bringing that up, because it makes me think of in terms of asking you this question, Tina. When we speak of persons, whether they're new to the Winston-Salem area or just new to public transportation in general, what's been the general consensus or feedback for the newbies when they experience?
Well, first of all, it's a bit of a culture shock.
Yeah, definitely.
because, you know, we have people who are coming from communities where a bus might show up every 20 minutes.
Right, right.
Or a community where there's no bus service at all.
True.
Yeah, and so in which case, if they have difficulty, we try to encourage them to use our travel training program.
Oh, nice.
Well, yeah, because what we'll do is come out in the community where they live, mm-hmm. jump on the bus with them,
right.
and literally take them through the steps of using public transportation mm-hmm. in Winston-Salem.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
We use the travel training program for groups or individuals. It doesn't matter. Yeah, and it's totally free.
Yeah.
We'd love to do it because we want to make sure they feel secure
absolutely.
Using our service.
Absolutely. And when we think, Tina, of the typical rider, there is such a great variety. You know, whether we're young or young yeah. at heart,
mm-hmm.
whether, like you said, we may travel singularly,
yeah.
is the more appropriate word,
yeah.
or we can travel in groups.
Yeah.
It's very nice to know that the great thing about public transportation is you really do come across all walks of life.
Oh, man. I mean, you can meet... You meet the cutest little ones,
yes,
you know, when
yes.
they're coming from kindergarten.
Oh, I'm sure that's a joy for a lot of young children, too.
Oh, I love it. Mm-hmm. I love seeing them when they're young
yeah.
and adventurous.
Exactly.
You know? And they have no fear, literally,
right.
of getting
Absolutely.
On a big bus. It's a big ride for them.
Yeah.
And then you meet people who are new to town. You meet
right.
folks who are... elderly who've mm-hmm. worked all their lives.
Exactly.
They don't want to drive anymore.
Right, right.
So they're willing to jump on the bus to get
Absolutely.
Where they want to go. Yeah.
Absolutely. And it makes me think, too, on a continual basis, of course, Tina, with Winston-Salem, when we have huge events, such as when the National Black Theater Festival
yes.
comes to town. And speaking of persons who are visiting from other places or faraway places,
yeah.
that's a great opportunity to really learn more about the city of Winston-Salem,
mm-hmm.
to see the nightlife of
yes.
Winston.
Yes.
That remember years ago, after yeah. a certain period of time, there was no nightlife,
right.
particularly after midnight.
Yeah.
But of course, a lot of that yeah. has really changed over the years.
Quite a bit.
Yeah,
quite a bit.
Absolutely. Now, of course, Tina, if someone has any questions about these upcoming changes, how do they get more information?
Well, just simply, we're going to have the information on our website when
right.
we're ready to let folks know, but about 30 days out before we are going to just implement the service
right.
with the green signs,
yeah.
We're going to utilize as much social media as we can.
Excellent.
To, you know, press releases, things of that. Mm-hmm. And of course, we're going to be making sure that your listeners on 97.1 and other intercom stations
yes.
will be able to get the information
Fantastic.
As well. But so
yeah.
we're just going to, I guess, paste it as many places as we possibly can.
Absolutely.
Even on the buses.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that's the cool thing when you see the city buses and you see the various signs or
yeah.
artwork
mm-hmm.
that are on the buses. You know, that has often made me wonder, who does such the unique graphics or designs for the city buses? Do you happen to know that?
Well, yeah.
yeah.
You know, it depends on the company.
Okay.
But
yeah.
they may have their own graphics or marketing
right.
department.
Right.
Or... I use, if I may,
mm-hmm.
I use a company that's like on the edge of Winston and Kernersville, Associated Posters Incorporated. They're,
yeah,
they're
heard
fantastic
of them. Oh, wow.
to work
Great.
With. They can do any kind.
Anything.
They do billboards.
Yeah.
They do signs on buses.
Mm-hmm.
They even do signs for family reunions.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah I'm
How
not
about
kidding.
That? And you know, it's interesting that we are talking about this, Tina, and mentioning it, because if I do remember correctly, working the number of years, and I've been with Intercom, I just realized someone reminded me my 20-year anniversary
wow.
with the radio company. I know, I feel like I just started
yeah,
yesterday.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. And it does seem like yesterday, but I remember at a time when we were in the process, or at that time when we still had the Tom Joyner Morning Show,
yeah.
where we were about to bring Tom and the crew on the air, that was one of the means outside
mm-hmm.
of the billboards
mm-hmm.
was to see, you know, the morning show on a lot of the city buses
yes.
back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, wow. And really, when you go to some of the bigger cities
yeah.
when you go to different places across the country, that's kind of one of the norms that you
yeah.
see a local radio station that's being advertised
yeah. Yeah.
on public transportation.
Well, I mean, it's using bus advertising, if I can get on my soapbox for a moment. It's one of the smartest decisions that anybody could ever make, a business, because you're going to have people on every side of town who will know about who you are. And just imagine, although, you know, you guys reach thousands of people through your broadcasts, but you just think about the thousands of people who pass by a bus every single
day.
Yeah. And it's very economical. So, using bus advertising, whether it's in Greensboro with PART, with High Point Transit System, or even WISTA, it just makes sense.
And really one of the great ways that we can say, Atina, in terms of if you're looking for options in marketing, that's a great avenue.
It is, because we can drive your message on.
Yeah, that's exactly. I love it. Tina, obviously, in all the years that you've been with WISTA, you have seen such amazing growth. Is there anything in particular that stands out to you that just really has you in awe when you have seen over the years many of the changes that have taken place?
And when you say that, I think of a family, a mom and daughter.
Yeah.
I started with the Transit Authority 29 years ago. And
beautiful.
And they were riding the bus then.
Yeah.
When she was yet just a little bitty thing.
Wow.
And they still ride.
That's
I mean, she's grown up. She has a job. Her mom still it's just amazing to me to see people that I've met as passengers and they're still down through the years.
That's
because
beautiful.
When I walk in to my job every day.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in a parade because they know my name.
Right.
And I know
their names.
And so it's amazing to me.
And it's so wonderful when you have a job that you know people like family.
Yeah.
Like extended family.
Yeah, absolutely.
And listen, I'm not the only one that needs to be saying happy anniversary. 29 years, my friend. Okay. Wonderful.
Oh, my.
I know. Time really does seem to fly,
doesn't it?
But it's a good busy to see all
it
that
is.
Change and to see that growth is. And to see, like you say, families who do things together, if you will, that can even include public transportation.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, we've transported groups who were here for family reunions.
Wow.
It blew me away.
Absolutely.
But, you know.
And, you know, this makes me think, too, Tina, even though February is typically known by many as Black History Month. We make history every single day.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Every single day, particularly, and I'm glad you said that, because the Safe Bus is on display again down at the North Carolina Transportation Museum.
Damn, wonderful.
In Spencer. But I've been, you know, pulling up Facebook and watching all of the posts that people have been making about, you know, changes in our community, but the heroes and the heroines who made it possible. It just amazes.
It
love
is
history.
Amazing.
Love it.
Absolutely.
Love it, love it.
I'm right there with you. I'm right there. And it's amazing to be a part of it.
Yes.
And to be able to share it here on a program such as the weekend edition of Community Focus. Anything that we didn't cover that you'd like to mention?
Only that our Accessible Festival is July.
That's right.
It's coming up.
So no question, I will be having you back on the
program. And we're
going to
have a Mardi Gras party.
A Mardi Gras this year.
Yeah,
wow.
So you must please come as you have in the past.
Well, thank you. I look forward to it every single year. Yeah. And every year, Tina, it just gets bigger and better.
Yeah.
I know we say that, and I know that may sound a little cliche-ish, radio family, but it's just a great way because, again, with people, whether they're moving into the area, they're the newbies. There's always something exciting and fun to do in the Twin Cities of Winston-Salem. So definitely, Radio Family, something you can mark on your calendar. And as always, Tina, I have a wonderful reason to get you back on the show. Yeah. So I look forward to it. Thank you so much. And listen, we talked about this briefly before we got on air, but give Ron a hug for me.
Oh, I will.
And let him know. I know you're like, oh, don't tell Ron this. He will be elated.
Oh, girl, he'll be so
because
pleased.
I wanted him to be because I never wanted him to think that whenever you're here, I don't think about him.
Yeah.
Because I love you both dearly.
Well,
and thank you both. You're so welcome. for what you continue to do in our communities. So no goodbyes, of course, my dear friend, just until next time.
Okay.
Looking forward to it.
Thanks, Renee.
You're so welcome. Always a pleasure to have you here, Tina. And Radio Family, always a pleasure to have your great company. We do bring to a close another weekend edition of Community Focus. And without a doubt, we know that you continue to do great things in our community. Please keep up the great work as well. And until that next time, enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of this weekend. Take care.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.